countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
The Jack and Jill Foundation are asking you to consider climbing a hill this weekend to raise funds for their valuable work of providing nursing care for young children. And with that in mind, Brenda Donoghue went to County Wexford this week to meet Jack and Jill nurse Joanne, who travels just over the county border into Carlow to visit Emily, her big sister Kate, and her mum and dad, Elaine and Dave.
Well, Brenda, you got here. Good morning.
Here we are.
Yeah, I'd say they're down the farmyard there. I think I can hear some chattering.
We're going to see a little girl who's with Jack and Jill now, probably 4.5 years. She's almost, she'll be 5 in January. And she would be very much one of those children who came home very fragile and sick at the start, but has beaten every odd that any doctor gave her. And she's an amazing little girl. They live on a farm in Carlow now. And okay. Hopefully we'll find Emily in good form today.
Hello, Emily. Are we going to go and see the cows now? Will we? Is Katie going to help us feed them? Yeah.
Brilliant. I love your wellies, Katie. They're gorgeous. I should have wellies on me. What am I doing in my shoes?
Emily will be 5 in January.
Oh my God,
she's
Emily,
a very happy,
five?
Yeah, a very happy, bright little child, as you can see. But Emily is a full-time wheelchair user, but loves to get out around the farmyard. It's been a great driving force with Emily's speech is the incentive of learning the animals' names, isn't it, Emily? The cows. Are you going to feed the cows?
What do the cows say? Moo.
Yeah.
Moo cow.
Is that the nuts for the cows?
The signs for the moo cow, don't you?
So Emily was born in Wexford. She was transferred to Temple Street the next day.
Within six hours.
And so I suppose I followed ambulance up. She deteriorated quite rapidly from that point to a point where she was not sedated but was basically on life support in Temple Street ICU for maybe four or five days. So really at that point we were asked the question in the most, I suppose, soft terms, we need to maybe have a think about what we're doing here with Emily, how long we were going to leave her, how long we were going to maybe make that decision to leave her on life support with no sedation. That question was asked on the Thursday, and we maybe kind of said, I think generally thinking back, we might have said, let's leave it till the Sunday and let's sort
see
of
how
see
goes.
How she goes then. So from that, I suppose it was the Friday-ish, Saturday. She just, for no reason,
yeah.
She just kind of
start breathing herself.
And from, would I say, from that to now, she's kind of never looked back as regards everyday health wise. She has a lot of problems as regards
a lot of complex care needs, but on a day to day she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Emily,
would you like to come for a walk with me now?
Yeah.
And show me where the cows are.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna come too, Katie? And we'll see Mama and Dad in a minute.
Yeah.
And it was, I suppose, at this point that people asked us, the nurses, do you know about Jack and Jill? Have you ever heard of Jack and Jill? And we were very much, Jack and Jill is palliative, where they're looking at making your remaining time comfortable, but not at all. That is part of their job. But with Emily, it was coming on board and supporting us to get out of hospital, because Emily was, although that brought us up to about 5 weeks, Emily was a further 5 weeks just getting things stable to come home.
Yeah.
I had been in contact with Joanne because Emily had several attempts at coming home, which didn't happen. And Emily was let out on a Friday, and
we didn't want anyone in the house. We thought we were okay, to be honest with you. But if you had a weekend we had when we came home, where there was
NG feeds through the night, monitors going off, respiratory support at night.
First thing Monday morning. We need a bit of help here. And
Joanne was
and
here.
From then to now, it's just been amazing.
She
landed
in the house. She put nurses in place. You introduced us to nurses. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. The pressure that they can take off.
You know, if you can get a night's sleep, you can deal with anything.
Yeah,
that's sort of long and short of it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing to provide here.
With us,
that we can just have a night's sleep, and that's, you know, you can deal with anything during the day then, if that makes sense.
This allows us, you know, just go to sleep and not have to think. And these women are so highly skilled, so competent, they become part of the family. And you're just so happy to leave Emily in their care. It's a gift of time to families to do what they want. You know, you're not under pressure to go do anything fancy. If it's just to get down to the shops and go to the post office, that can be so stressful in a situation like ours where a child needs complex care to get the simplest tasks done. Just fantastic people.
Yeah, no, the same as that. It's you know, Elaine, I think, summed it up pretty well. But I suppose the one other thing is that, you know, if you have a child with complex needs, it creates a lot of stress on a family, and it can create a lot of stress within a marriage as well. So, you know, maybe you don't know where maybe relationships might end up. So I think definitely it's probably cemented our marriage as well, I suppose. So, and God knows if that stress was there over a prolonged period of time, you don't know where cracks might show. So even from that point of view, I think it's invaluable, you know.
Amazing.
Will we go back and see Mammy and Daddy now, Emily? Yeah, okay, guys. All finished. We're all finished doing the work for today, aren't we?
Well done, Emily.
Well done, Emmy. Everything paid?
I'll head off now, Emily, and you keep well and good luck with your surgery, and I'll see you real soon. Would that be okay?
No. She doesn't want Joanne to leave. Thanks, Joanne. Not thank you, so as thank always. You. Thank you so much.
No.
Thanks, Joanne.
No bother. Thank you. Bye. Bye, Katie.
Well, that was Brenda Donoghue there, and you can find out more about that hashtag UpTheHill2021 fundraiser at jackandjill.ie. And we'll be back after this break.
Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.